Sakta Mishnah Vayter, Masechta Shabbos, Perik, Tes Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Suppose someone has a lamp on a table or on a shelf, and he looks up and says, ay, 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 there's a beam on top over here. Oh, that fire doesn't catch on to the beam. What could he do? Can't extinguish the fire. What if he takes a plate, a large enough plate that's not going to extinguish the fire, and he puts the plate over the fire to protect it from catching on to the beam? Can he do that on Shabbos? Sakta Mishnah, yes. Koifin, you can like bend over a ka'ara, a plate. Let's say an earthenware plate, al gabi aner, over the lamp. Aner means a lamp in our Mishnah. A lamp is like, you know, something that looks a little bit like a, how should I explain it, like a frying pan. No, there's a round place where the oil is in, and the handle has like a spout that sticks out a little bit, and the flame burns at the tip of the handle. That's what the Mishnah calls a ner. So you can put the plate over it, as long as you know it's not going to extinguish the fire, to prevent it from catching onto the beam. Vayter zakt the Mishnah. You can also take a plate and put it over the altsoya shel katan. Now, if we touch the word literally, it would mean, let's say a child has an accident, you know, and there's something there which is unpleasant, so I want to put a plate over it to make sure no one steps on it. But that couldn't be pshat, the Batnura explains. Because if this taka was from a child, you would be allowed to clean it up, because there is a halacha called graf shari'i, which means if you have something very unpleasant, you're allowed to, even though it's technically muktzah, you're allowed to sweep it up and take it away. So if this would be mamish from a child, you wouldn't just have to cover it, you could mamish sweep it up. So what we mean over here is the chicken or the rooster did something on the floor. And you want to cover it up so that the cotton, so that the baby doesn't get dirty by this. Well, what about the din of graf shari'i? Didn't we say if it's unpleasant, you can sweep it away on Shabbos? Or take it away? Well, this is actually outside. It's like in the garbage dump part of the courtyard. It doesn't really bother me. This din that you can move away something that's unpleasant is if I want to sit here, I want to learn here, I want to daven, I want to schmooze with my friends, I want to eat, and something is bothering me. You're allowed to take it away. But if it's in the part of the yard where no one goes there, you don't have a din of graf shari'i. But the baby can go there. I want to protect the baby, so what I do is I put the plate over it. For that matter, the al-akav, I want to put it on a scorpion, shalei tishach, it shouldn't bite. What's the problem? You're trapping the scorpion. Aren't you violating the malacha of tzad? Here you're allowed to do it, because the bite of a scorpion is sakonis nefashis. Although the Mishnah continues, Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, Maisa ba lefnei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ba'arav, a story came before Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in Arav, a story where someone taka turned over a bowl over a scorpion in this city. The Amar and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Chashashni loy, I fear for that man, mechatas, that he's chayiv a karban chatas. Wait a second, but didn't you just tell me you're allowed to do it? Normally when the Mishnah brings a story, so the story supports what we just said. It's not the opposite of what we just said. So the Mefarshim explain that when the Mishnah told us you're allowed to put it over the scorpion, that's the type of scorpion that usually stings. It endangers a human life. This story with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is talking about a scorpion that doesn't usually sting. Some say that the previous case was talking about trapping a scorpion that was angry, was chasing a person. And in this case, it wasn't chasing anyone. It didn't seem to be so dangerous. Now here's the halach. Any creature whose bite or sting is known, chas v'shalom, to cause danger to a person's life, like a poisonous snake or a rabid dog, may be killed on site on Shabbos, even if it doesn't seem to pose an immediate danger. Now then you have some creatures, it's very painful, chas v'shalom, one is bitten by them, but it won't kill a person, unless they're chasing or attempting to bite a person. So here the Chachamim said, you can kill it, but not directly. You can step on it while walking, as long as you don't make it obvious that that's his intention. Well, let's say somebody wants to capture a nachash because he likes the idea of having a pet snake. Well, that for sure is us. Okay, let's chazer over what we learned. We learned that you can use a plate if you know it's not going to extinguish a fire, to cover over a lamp because you want to protect it from chas v'shalom catching on to the beam. If there's some tsoya, some unpleasant thing that came out of chickens, you want to prevent the baby from getting near it. And it's around an ashpa area, so you don't have a heter of grav shari, which means a general heter to remove mukts of things that aren't pleasant from living spaces. So you can put a plate over it, and also over a scorpion, so it shouldn't bite. Rabbi Yehuda tells us that in some cases, at least, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wouldn't agree, because there was a story in Arav where someone put a plate over a scorpion, and he said, Chashashni loy mechata, so as we explained, it all depends on what the circumstances are. I want to tell you one more thing that the Batanuris speaks out at the beginning of the Mishnah. You're telling me I can take a plate and put it over a lamp. Now, why would I not be able to do it if it's not going to extinguish the lamp? The answer is, you should know that there's an opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak calls Ein Kli Nitl B'Shabbos El Litzarech Dover HaNitl B'Shabbos, which means you can only move a keli for a purpose which is not muksa. Now, a beam is muksa. So how can I move a keli to protect a beam? And the answer is, says the Gemara, that we're talking about where he has a reason he has to move the plate anyway. Let's say he needs the place where the plate is. He has to sit down over there. He has to put his Gemara there. Once you move the plate, so you can move it to wherever it may be convenient for whatever other purpose, even according to Rabbi Yitzchak.